He is with us on the Venue Kings Hotline. He is the GM of your Seattle Mariners. He is Jerry DePoto. Hey, Jerry, how are you, man?
What's happening, fellas?
You know, we were talking earlier. We were asked a question about what was or somebody made the statement about the worst job in baseball, and we talked about it earlier, and then we had a listener text in and say, well, I think the worst job in baseball would be being Nolan Ryan's baseball card, because I told that story that your former agent and my agent told me about where you used to keep that Nolan Ryan baseball card.
That is correct. If a baseball card were representative of the worst job in the league, that would definitely be it.
Well, Jerry, we were just talking right before you came on that you've got to feel pretty good about the moves you made, the new guys you brought in here, and what you're seeing for the most part out of guys. I know Nicasio had a tough go last night, but overall what he's done, what Healy's done since he's been healthy, you know, you're getting dividends on D. Gordon that you and I talked about in the elevator the other day at Safeco Field. I mean, this is a nice way to look at your offseason so far and go, okay, so far I'm batting 1,000 here.
Yeah, something north of 500 for sure. those guys that you mentioned, and you know, a tough one for Juan last night. Actually, his last two, but the previous dozen were about as good as we could have expected. And you're going to have ups and downs in a long season, and hopefully he bounces back sooner than later because we need him. But you know, you mentioned Ryan Healy. Since he's come back from the disabled list, he's been a bit of a revelation. Everything we thought he would be offensively, and even more defensively, he's been terrific on the defensive side. Brings a shocking amount of energy to the field. You know, big power hitters don't ordinarily get associated with energizing a team, but Ryan's done that. And from day one, that's been D's role on this club. He's been the energizer and the catalyst, and along with Gene Segura sitting atop that lineup, it really makes us fun to watch.
Well, and D. Gordon has lived up to every expectation I think fans have had, and I imagine every expectation that you had.
Really has. And, you know, it's tough to transition to a new position like we've asked him to do. And it hasn't always been smooth, but he gets a little better at it every day. And there's no one in that clubhouse more committed to getting better for the guys around him than D is. And he's done exactly what we could have hoped he'd do defensively. He's done more than we could have ever hoped in terms of setting the table, providing energy, creating chaos on the bases. When we dreamed up the way we wanted to play as a team with D at the top of our lineup, this is kind of what we envisioned.
When you made the trade for Segura and Haniger, did you envision Haniger turning into this type of player with this much power?
You know, we had an idea that Mitch was going to be a very good player. I would be lying to you if I told you I thought he was going to be a 1,000 OPS guy. And, you know, right now I'm pace hit something north of 50 homers. I don't know that that's sustainable. But Mitch is extremely talented. We thought he had all-star type ability and just needed an opportunity to play. And last year when he was healthy and had the opportunity to get out there, bookending his season with some really unusual injuries in between, but bookending his season with two really dynamic months in April and September. And this year, I think we're seeing the next step in Mitch Haniger's career, which is fully healthy. He's prepared to play. He has confidence in himself, and he knows he's a big leaguer now. And, you know, most nights he's one of the real standout players on the field, not just for the Mariners, but when you look at both clubs.
Well, Jerry, let me get your thoughts on what we watched the other night with James Paxton, especially you as a former big league pitcher. You know, achieving something like that has got to be beyond special. But to watch how – I mean, that was such a team effort. Often we're just singling out the pitcher for obvious reasons, but – man, you talk about defense being played behind you, and they put up 5 runs on the board as well. But, I mean, it wasn't just Seager's play, which was brilliant. It was D. Gordon making some catches in the lights, and it was Gamble going up against the fence and Healy making some great plays and Zanino calling. I mean, it was just – it really was about as complete an effort as you could imagine.
It's funny you mention that. I mentioned earlier today to someone else I was talking to, oftentimes we cite a no-hitter as an individual accomplishment, and I think James was the one who got it right. And post-game, when he was talking about the defense his teammates played and really giving them a ton of credit, which they deserved, Now, James Paxton has been awesome, and he's gotten better and better each start out this year. And, you know, what looked like a rocky beginning against Cleveland is turning into what we thought we had, which was the guy who he stops losing streaks. He turns a five-game set into 3-2 instead of 2-3. And that's kind of what James does. And it's crazy that he went out there and threw a no-hitter the night before last, and it was the second best start he's made in the last 10 days. He's been so good, and he's so dedicated to what he does. And I appreciate the fact that he's humble enough to know that the other guys on that field had so much to do with that, and he cited them immediately. That's what good teammates do. And this team really gels together in a way that stands out from other teams I've been associated with. And James is a big part of that. He's a leader in that clubhouse and on the mound.
Talked about the energy that a Ryan Healy, that a D. Gordon have provided, and their attitudes as players. How much of a player's makeup, personality, is a factor for you when you're contemplating bringing someone to the organization?
You know, it's huge. It's something that we spend a ton of time on. Unfortunately, there are times where your on-field need is so critical that you have to effectively put your hands over your eyes and just take a chance on somebody that might not fit what you're trying to find in terms of character or work ethic. But this group, 1 through 25, is as good a group as you'll be around. And, you know, you guys spend time over at Safeco and get the opportunity to just be around these guys. They like each other. They work hard. They're fun. They get along very well. And, you know, when you have that kind of synergy and you feel that kind of sync with your teammates, it makes it so much fun to go out and play. And I think that's why you're seeing this team show as much resiliency as they're showing. They bounce back. And they bounce back because they don't let it bother them. There's somebody else the next day. I was associated with a team about 10, 12 years ago in Arizona that surprisingly stepped up and won a division when nobody was looking. And that team had a motto, you know, anybody, anytime. And that's kind of this team. It's some days it's Ryan Healy. Some days it's Kyle Seager. Many days it's Mitch Haniger, Robinson Cano. It's James Paxton. And we've had everybody from Mike Zunino to Gene Segura to D. Gordon. Everyone has stepped up and played a part in what I think is a good start. But I don't think it's a start that we can't sustain. We have the chance to play this way. And we'll have to make some adjustments along the way, but we have a chance to play this way throughout, and that's fun.
Knowing how hard you tried to get him, is there any bitterness when you go out there and you watch Shohei Ohtani pitching?
More fascination than bitterness. You know, hopefully I'm not jaded enough to sit there and watch him pitch against us on Sunday or even hit against us on Friday night and not truly appreciate what it is he's doing. Awesome player. And he was every bit as good as we thought he would be when we were watching him over the course of the season last year and throughout his time with the Hand Fighters in Nippon. But at the end of the day, you know, it's an extremely talented player. You know, do we wish we would have had him? Sure. It would have made my life a lot easier, I can tell you that. He can pitch that way and also hit the way he hits. And, you know, good for the Angels, good for Shohei. You know, for us on Sunday, bad. And hopefully the next time we see him, we're able to stick it to him a little bit, because, you know, he got us last time, but the way this league works, we'll get our shot too.
Hey, Jerry, there's a perception about his little tour that he did with teams, and the perception seems to be, oh, he already had his mind made up. He knew he was going to Anaheim the whole time, yet he took these visits and he wasted everybody's time. Did you ever get that vibe now that you've had time to reflect? Did you feel like, you know what, it did feel like he had his mind set on something? Or did you feel like, you know what, this guy's open to whoever's speaking to him and he hasn't made a decision at that point?
No, I believe the latter. I believe that there was a competition. I don't believe that competition encompassed 30 teams, you know, but that's my opinion. He never told me that, and nor did his people. But I do think he preferred to play in the West. I do think he had a small handful of markets that he was interested in, and I sincerely believe that we were one of them. And, you know, unfortunately, we fell short. I don't think it was a decision he made until it was time to make the decision. And, know, like I said, I don't sit up at night thinking about it. Maybe I will, you know, 2 months, 2 years, or 20 years from now if he continues to progress the way he's progressing. But, you know, you can't think about the things you missed out on. You just got to think about what you have. And we'll take what we have, be very happy with our roster at 25, and go out and compete, because I think we have every chance to stick in this thing.
6 weeks into the season, your sense of what the American League race looks like, it kind of looks like everyone thought it would look at this point, doesn't it?
It really does. And, it, you know, there's the league is definitely a bit polar. You know, there's a lot of teams bundled up at the top, the Yankees, Red Sox, Astros, Angels, ourselves, you know, Toronto, a lot of teams that are bunched up at the top of the standings, and there's another bunch down at the bottom, and it hadn't gone quite as well for them. And there's not a whole lot happening in the middle. And, you know, right now it's 6 weeks into the season, but right now you're projecting 95-ish wins just to get into the second wild card, which is, it seems to me, that would be almost as difficult to perceive as you know, Mitch hitting 60 homers this year.
Yeah. But
it's somewhere less than that, but it's not going to be a lot less. You know, I don't think it's too far off of comparing it to Mitch Haniger. Mitch is going to hit a lot of homers this year, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we'll win a lot of games, and at some point the league will start to normalize and level out a little bit. But I do think this is going to be a year where you're going to have to win 90-plus to get into that postseason, and you know, hopefully we're up for the challenge.
Well, at this time last year, Jerry, you guys were 17-18 and then lost three in a row. This is a decidedly better team, and it's been a lot of fun to watch, and hopefully you get a chance to enjoy it, because I know you're always working and wheeling and dealing and doing everything. But it's been a lot of fun. Hopefully the fans will catch on to that as well. And we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Oh, you got it, guys. Really enjoyed it.